Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sight Word Sentences, Lesson 2-5, Sentences Teach 20. Sight Words with Flashcards by Marie Serrano is an early literacy resource designed to help beginning readers build automatic recognition of common high-frequency words. As the title suggests, it organizes learning around a small, defined set of sight words taught through a handful of simple sentences, supported by flashcard-style practice. The purpose is practical rather than theoretical, to give parents, teachers, and tutors a straightforward lesson they can deliver in short sessions while keeping the child focused on words that often appear in early reading materials. The book's structure reflects a widely used approach to sight word instruction: introduce a manageable number of new words, practice them repeatedly, and then meet them again in meaningful context, so recognition transfers from isolated cards to real reading. In that sense, it sits in the learn to read activity category, emphasizing repetition, quick recall, and fluency building over extensive explanation or storytelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching sight words in a tight, manageable lesson format. A central idea in this lesson is limiting the amount of new information so a beginner can succeed. The book's premise of teaching 20 sight words through 5 sentences signals a structured, bounded target. The learner is not asked to master an open-ended list, but a small set that can be practiced and revisited. This matches common guidance for sight word instruction that recommends introducing only a few unfamiliar words at a time and keeping sessions short and consistent. In practice, a constrained lesson format helps adults plan and helps children anticipate what comes next, review a word, identify it quickly, then see it again in a sentence. That predictability matters for early readers who may tire easily or become frustrated when demands shift. The design also supports progress tracking. Because the lesson is discrete, adults can quickly tell whether the child recognizes the words on cards, reads them smoothly inside the sentences, and needs more repetition before moving on. The book is therefore less about broad reading theory and more about a repeatable routine that can be used at home or in a classroom literacy station. Secondly, using flashcards to build automatic recognition. Flashcards are a core tool implied by the book's title and purpose, and they remain one of the simplest ways to create high repetition exposure. In sight word learning, the goal is quick recognition without sounding out, so brief, frequent encounters with the word form are useful. Flashcards make it easy to control pacing, mix known and new words, and provide immediate feedback. They also support short practice bursts that fit a child's attention span. The broader sight word teaching guidance often pairs flashcards with multi-step routines that involve seeing the word, saying it aloud, spelling it, and writing it, which adds motor and auditory reinforcement to visual recognition, even if an adult uses only part of that routine. The flashcard format still allows for quick variations, rapid naming, sorting into know and learning piles, or timed reviews to encourage fluency. A key strength of flashcard practice is that it reveals which words are truly automatic and which are being guessed from first letters or shape. That diagnostic benefit can guide where to slow down, repeat, or add extra practice before expecting fluent sentence reading. Thirdly, moving from isolated words to sentences for context and fluency. The book's defining move is embedding sight words into simple sentences rather than teaching them only in isolation. This aligns with widely stated literacy guidance that high-frequency words are learned more effectively when students see them frequently and in context. Sentence reading introduces gentle comprehension, demands the child must track word order, maintain meaning, and read with smoother phrasing. Context also helps prevent a common flashcard problem where a child can name a word on a card but struggles to notice it on a page. When the same words appear inside sentences, the learner practices scanning, recognizing, and continuing reading without stopping to decode. That supports early fluency, especially for words that are irregular or not easily sounded out. Using a small set of sentences also enables repetition with variety. The child can reread the same sentence multiple times, aiming for smoother pace and fewer hesitations, while still feeling like they are reading real language rather than doing drills. In instruction, these sentences can be used for choral reading, partner reading, or brief daily rereads, all of which reinforce automaticity. Fourthly, multisensory reinforcement as a practical teaching strategy. Sight word instruction often works best when it goes beyond silent viewing of print. Common teaching sequences recommended for sight words include seeing and saying the word, spelling it aloud, adding a movement component, and writing the word. These steps are designed to increase the number of accurate repetitions while engaging different kinds of attention. A lesson built around flashcards and sentences naturally fits this approach because each word can be practiced in multiple ways before and after it appears in a sentence. For example, an adult can show the card, Have the child say the word trace or write it, and then locate it in the sentence. The benefit is not a guarantee of faster learning for every child, but a broader set of cues that can help retention. Especially for learners who struggle with purely visual memorization, movement and writing slow the process just enough to prevent guessing and to make the child attend to letter order within a short lesson. Multisensory practice can also add variety, keeping practice from feeling repetitive while still achieving the needed exposures that move a word toward long-term recall. Lastly, balancing sight word mastery with broader early reading development. Materials like this are strongest when used as one part of a balanced learn-to-read plan. Sight words help children read common text more smoothly, but they do not replace phonics or decoding practice. A practical way to position the lesson is as fluency and confidence building the child gains quick wins by recognizing frequent words, which can make early books feel more readable. At the same time, adults should watch for over-reliance on memorization or guessing. When a child encounters new words outside the taught set, they still need strategies to decode sound-letter relationships. The sentence-based design helps somewhat because it encourages real reading rather than isolated recitation, but it remains focused on a finite list of high-frequency words. The best classroom or home use is therefore to pair the lesson with decodable reading, read-aloud time, and writing practice. Another supportive extension is sentence dictation after practicing the words. The adult dictates one of the simple sentences and the child writes it, reinforcing both word recognition and print conventions. Used this way, the book functions as a targeted tool for automaticity while leaving room for the full range of early literacy skills. In conclusion, this lesson is best suited for preschool and early elementary learners who are beginning to build a sight word vocabulary, as well as for parents, tutors, and teachers who want a ready-made routine that can be completed in short, consistent sessions. Its practical value lies in focus a limited word set, repeated exposure through flashcard-style practice, and immediate application in simple sentences. That combination supports the key early reading goal of automatic recognition, which can reduce hesitation and free attention for meaning when children start reading basic texts. It can also serve as an easy progress check, because adults can see whether the learner recognizes words instantly on cards and also identifies them reliably in running text. Compared with many broader workbooks, this title's standout feature is its tight lesson framing around sentences rather than long word lists alone. That context-based emphasis aligns with common guidance that students learn high-frequency words better when they meet them repeatedly in meaningful language. As with most sight word resources, it works best when paired with phonics and decodable reading, but within its niche it offers a clear, manageable pathway for practicing words until they become truly familiar. If you would like to support Marie Serrano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.